I fucking love you. I think you're pretty. Written by authoress, read by Cece Rambles. This is a My Hero Academia fanfic containing the pairing of Bakugo Katsugi and Uraraka Ochako, and is rated T. Uraraka cradles the bento in her hands as if the warm, packaged lunch could protect her from what was waiting at the end of the hall. Then she wants to smack herself. It's just Bakugo. But then again, there was no just Bakugo when it came to him. There was always the explosive temper, the literal explosions, and the urge to kill anything breathing wrong within a 3-meter radius of his body. She has no idea what kind of mood he's in, nor does she know how he's doing after being kidnapped, but that's why she has to go. I feel so useless, she says, pacing back and forth in the classroom between Ida and Midoriya. Ida sighs, sympathetic to her plight. You heard what Kirishima said, though, he reminds her. Bakugo wasn't himself. He's been in so many vulnerable situations of late, Midoriya adds. He hates showing any weakness, and the fact that he had to get rescued must drive him up the wall. On top of that, I'm sure even Kachan was afraid, surrounded completely by villains. He's going to want to be left alone. It wouldn't have to be something big, Uraraka says. A get-well letter, or a melon, or anything. Just something to show that we still care and we're worried about him. He knows, Ida says. We rendezvoused with the hero rescue team, remember? I'm surprised he wasn't angrier at us for even attempting to rescue him, Midoriya says. Everything they said made sense, and chances were that they were right. Bakugo would probably be fuming that she even thought of him, the oddball he was. Her making him a lunch probably meant that she thought he couldn't feed himself or something dumb like that. Whatever. She was here, and she knew hospital food sucked, Midoriya complained enough, so Bakugo was getting a homemade bento whether he liked it or not. Uraraka gathers all the courage she has in her chest and takes a deep breath. Nodding to herself, she throws open the door to his room. Bakugo, she declares, I have brought you a bento. Bakugo looks up, trademark moody stare in place, but his mouth falls open when he notices who it is. You, he says, narrowing his eyes. Me, Uraraka says. There's a moment of silence, and she wiggles the bento in her hands. It's still warm, she says. Bakugo squints. Why did you make me a bento? He asks. Didn't I beat your ass in the sports festival? Uraraka puffs up her cheeks. Never mind all that, she says, and marches up to him. Bakugo looks mildly alarmed, leaning back when she approaches. I was really worried about you, she says, face softening. We all were. I can't imagine what it was like to be captured by villains. I think I wouldn't have made it. It was fine, Bakugo grunts. Uraraka says. Well, this is for you, because I've heard from Deku that the food at this hospital really sucks. She drops the bento into his lap. Bakugo stares at it. Uraraka raises an eyebrow. It's food. You put it in your mouth and eat it. Bakugo bristles and flips her off. I know what a bento is, fuck munch. I just don't know why the hell you'd go out of your way to make me some goddamn food when I've only ever blasted the shit out of you. Uraraka smothers her giggle with a hand over her mouth.
Do I need a reason to be worried about a classmate? Of course I care about you, Bakugo.
Bakugo stares at her, eyes wide. Uraraka stares back, eyes equally wide. She says. Bakugo opens his mouth and she panics.
Okay, glad to see you're fine, bye.
She runs from his room without another word, pressing her hands to her warm, warm cheeks, and wondering why she didn't just listen to Ida and Midoriya in the first place. But she got him to flip her off, even come up with a Bakugo brand trademark creative insult. She smiles, wobbly but genuine. He was going to be okay. It is still warm. Bakugo doesn't know what to make of it. The bento is wrapped in a light green handkerchief with bunnies on it. Winking bunnies. What does this mean? Bakugo says. What does what mean? Kirishima asks, pushing open the door to Bakugo's room and stepping inside. He's carrying 2 cups of ramen. He notices the bento and his mouth makes an O. Who brought you a bento? Gravity girl, what's her name? Bakugo says. He pokes the box, unnerved. Uraraka? Man, you're lucky, she's real cute, Kirishima says. He places the ramen on a table and settles into a chair by Bakugo's bed. When Bakugo doesn't make any more movements, Kirishima raises an eyebrow. Well, what are you waiting for? It's just gonna get cold the longer you wait. Why'd she make me a bento? Bakugo mutters. I'm not nice to her, we aren't friends. It's called a kind personality, Kirishima says. I know you don't have much experience with those, but I'm plenty kind, asshole, Bakugo snaps. I'm a goddamn delight. He unties the handkerchief with short, vicious tugs. Kirishima snorts into his ramen. Bakugo lifts the top off the bento. A puff of steam accompanies the lid's removal. And underneath, the bento is a colourful and neat array of foods. Uraraka had vegetables, rice, octopus sausages, and even apples cut to look like bunnies. What the fuck? Bakugo says. Kirishima leans forward to catch a glimpse of the lunch. Aw, man, he grumbles. That's so much better than ramen, and a cute girl made it. Bakugo slams the lid back on the bento. Keep your eyes to your own lunch, bastard, he snarls. Kirishima moodily goes back to his ramen, and Bakugo peeks under the lid once more. By slamming the lid down, he's shaken loose a piece of paper attached to the lid. He picks it up. It reads, Feel better, Bakugo-kun, and make sure to eat your veggies. Uraraka. There's a cartoon of a smiling piece of broccoli drawn at the end. Bakugo's eye twitches. The hell is all this cutesy shit? He growls. I'm not a chick. I don't need notes and apples cut up for me. He sticks a toothpick in the octopus sausage and eats it in one bite. He jolts. It's delicious. What's her problem, huh? He shoves rice into his mouth. I can take care of myself. And crunches on the apples. Don't need this stupid pity lunch. Wolfs down the vegetables. You could have at least left me a bite, Kirishima complains. There's not a speck of rice left. He grins, though. Must have been pretty good. Bakugo fixes him with a murderous glare. It wasn't good, he snaps. He looks down at the empty lunchbox. It was adequate, he compromises. But his stomach rumbles gratefully, and he feels satisfied for the first time since he'd been admitted to the hospital. Uraraka had taken time and care to balance his meal, make it fresh, and even cut up his food into cute shapes for whatever the hell reason. The fuck are you looking at? Bakugo mutters to the winking bunnies on her handkerchief. Dude, are you okay? Kirishima asks. I'm fine. And what the fuck are you still doing here, jackass? Didn't I say I didn't want any visitors? Yeah, but you started yelling like normal, Bakugo, again. Kirishima points out. Bakugo can't meet his eyes. I don't know what you're talking about, he says. I'm perfectly fine. You all need to stop acting like I'm a fucking invalid. Kirishima stands, walks over to Bakugo, claps a hand on his shoulder and squeezes. You're right, he says. Please go easy on us. We're just glad you're okay. He leaves after that, leaves the room, and leaves Bakugo to his thoughts. Had he really been so off that everyone had noticed? Had Uraraka's lunch really snapped him out of it? He fists the handkerchief in his hand. It's soft. He frowns harder. The day after he's released from hospital, Kirishima finds Bakugo curled around a corner in front of the door to Class 1A, peeking through a crack into the classroom. Bakugo, Kirishima says, and Bakugo leaps back from the door, hat practically standing on end and a loud swear on the tip of his tongue. Motherfucker! He snarls. You trying to kill me with a heart attack? What does a guy have to do around here to avoid getting murdered? Why are you spying on our classmates with a killer aura, Bakugo? Kirishima says flatly, raising an eyebrow. I don't see how that's any of your goddamn business, Bakugo says, tugging on his uniform and straightening it out. Kirishima rolls his eyes and peeks through the door. On the other side, Uraraka giggles at something Midoriya said. The others are already there, but Kirishima has a hunch he knows who Bakugo was staring at. You suck at this love confession stuff, Kirishima says. It's not a love confession, fuckass, Bakugo hisses. I'm just trying to make sure we're even. I don't want to owe her a debt over that stupid fucking bento. Kirishima blinks. You're trying to say thank you? I don't do thank yous, Bakugo says, and I'm not grateful. I don't give a flying shit whether she cares or not, and I don't care about the bento. Well, obviously you do, Kirishima says. Otherwise you wouldn't be staring at her from afar like some besotted loser. Bakugo grabs him by the collar. You want to fight, Heffa-brains? Because I'm about a second from blowing your face off. I'm just saying, Kirishima says, holding his hands up. I'm not afraid to go talk to her. If you want me to take a message, I'll be your messenger pigeon. Bakugo gapes at him, flaps his jaw uselessly, and then, sputtering and red-faced, he snarls, Who the fuck is scared of who? I do not need you to be my messenger pigeon. I am perfectly capable of walking up to Uraraka and delivering this fucking note. Bakugo waves a folded piece of paper at Kirishima's face. A note? Kirishima says. He's grinning. Fuck you, Bakugo says, and throws Kirishima back. He then throws open the door and marches into the room. Kirishima rushes forward to watch the scene go down. Bakugo stalks up to Uraraka and throws the note onto the desk in front of her. Here, he spits. Take that. Now I don't owe you for the fucking bento. He also produces her box and handkerchief, neatly folded on top from his bag. Uraraka's eyes are as wide as saucers. Well? Bakugo says, shoving his hands into his pockets and staring at her with something akin to panic in his eyes. Thank you, Bakugo, Uraraka says, picking up the note and her box. Whatever, Bakugo says, and slinks over to his seat, pointedly looking away from her and glaring at anyone who dares to look at him. Uraraka turns to Midoriya, whose eyes are just as wide as hers. What? She asks. Was that? Oh my god, Midoriya says, covering his mouth. I think he likes you. Uraraka punches him in the shoulder. Her face burns so, so hot. "Be serious," she hisses under her breath. "I am," Mithuria says, horrified. "That's the most passive he's ever been towards another person, especially a person who helps him." Uraraka slides into her own seat in a daze. Heedless of those around her, she folds open the note, hastily scratched on a sheet of notebook paper, wrinkled and the ink smudged. It reads, "I washed the box, so if you're trying to get me into your debt, it's not going to work. I consider that good enough repayment. The food was good. I don't really get your thing for bunnies. B." It's begrudging. It's heartfelt. Uraraka runs her fingers over the ink, smoothing out the crumpled paper. And then, she allows herself the tiniest, tiniest of smiles. The end.